1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, we have a 1-800 number. It's not really a 1-800 number. It's an 877 number to buy our Best Of CD, because last night I got on the air and I said, you know what? This is really it. This is no good, baby. The sales of the CD are dragging. Now, maybe the CD has seen its day. Maybe the time has come that the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD go away. I understand that. Maybe we have to think of something else. After all, there are an awful lot of Best Of CDs out there. We, you know, very, very humbly feel that ours is, you know, we deliver. It actually is the best. Not only is the best of our show, it's probably the best of any show. But that's just our humble opinion. However, if those days are behind us, I understand. But in a last-ditch effort, last-ditch attempt to try to wring the last nickel out of you, actually, we haven't even begun to wring the last nickel out of some people. We're going to make it easier than ever before. All you have to do to order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD is call this number, 877-616-PHIL. The money that we earn, the money we raise, goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. It doesn't go to me. It doesn't go to my company. It doesn't go to this company. It doesn't go to anything other than the kids and the people at My Friend's Place. The only other thing that we pay for is the production cost of the CD. Once that's paid for, and it's been paid for, all the bread on top of that goes over to them. 877-616-PHIL if you'd like to get our Best Of CD. And you can do that by going to our website if you want to, if you're online. But the easiest way to do it is to call that number. Now, if that is too difficult, then I don't know what to say. I think we've just run our course with that thing, man. Next year, I don't know what we're going to do. I guess maybe My Friend's Place is on its own. I guess maybe the kids are just going to have to go hungry. Yeah, fine. Okay, that's great. Fine. Let them starve. Children roaming the streets of America. You know, we talk about how we like kids, but in the end, we don't, do we? We don't like kids. Let them starve and let them rot. Okay, good. So within the next, say, 5 years, the skeletalized remains of kids will be laying in the streets of America, and it'll be all your fault. Thank you. On behalf of all of us on The Phil Hendry Show. Actually, it'll be all my fault, because I didn't do enough. My CDs weren't funny enough. Okay, great. With no kids, there's no future. With no future, there's no Earth. And with no Earth, maybe things will get a little bit better around here. And don't forget the Chris Puttay Show once a week. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Getting back to our email, got a very long one here, and I'm going to try to address this. And again, there's an awful lot of email about the television show Teachers. If I do a lot of talking about the TV show, it's because we're trying to plug the living hell out of it, so you'll watch it. It's actually a good show, man. It's better than good. It's great. Talk about great performers. Talk about funny people. Oh, my God. I saw Kali Roka today doing a segment from one of our shows. I ain't going to tell you what it's about. But this woman is the funniest woman I've ever seen in my life, and she's got a scene in this show that we were rehearsing today that's going to put you away. You are going to strangle to death when you watch this. Funny doesn't even begin to cover it. I got a really good scene where I'm smoking a weed. Not weed, a weed. Cigarette. Just a lot of different things. The program deals with teachers and the things they struggle with. Not room 222, where it's some kid that's, is pregnant and needs an abortion. Not, you know, Mr. Novak. Not Cotter's kids or whatever the hell the name of that thing. Welcome back, Cotter. No, no, no. This is about the teachers. The hell with the kids. Speaking of that, did I say I liked kids? Speaking of that, I wanted to mention, I've noticed kid actors. By kid actor, I mean under the age of 18. Now, we got some nice kids on our show, but I've seen in the past these little kids that have the stage mothers, man, you ought to get a load of this. You ain't seen nothing like this. I did a thing one time, and the kid comes in, and here comes this big, excuse me, but I'm just going to say it. Here comes this big butterball of a woman, big, just round. You ever seen people that wear jeans, and the legs are normal, and then it goes up to where the belly, is like a ball begins? And she's got the cell phone. God, the cell phone, what a marvelous, marvelous thing it's been for so many. The cell phone. You can stand around yakking into that thing. It could be nobody on the other end, somebody on the other, doesn't matter. And you can talk anywhere you want. By the way, I've completely changed my opinion about cell phones. Why shouldn't a guy be allowed to talk on a cell phone? I mean, not in a movie theater, but so what if I'm sitting there talking on a cell phone and I happen to be sitting in an airport terminal and it's bugging somebody? Tough. Why don't you move? And this whole thing about cigarette smoking, too. You people out in Calabasas, Sig Heil, you Nazi bastards. Did you hear this one? The suburbs of L.A., always known for their borderline suburban fascism, have now stepped over the line, man. It won't be long now before they just start shoving guys like me into ovens. They've outlawed smoking everywhere. You can't smoke in Calabasas. You can't smoke in the city of Calabasas. Now, a lot of you don't know what Calabasas is. Not a bad town. Some pretty good bands have come out of there. Incubus. What's that other band that came out of there? Audio Vent? What do you mean, Creed? Get out of here, bud. But Calabasas is a place that is a suburban little cranny. And they have eliminated cigarette smoking, not in bars, not in restaurants, not in, you know, places that you would think. Everywhere. Anywhere that you're upwind to somebody or downwind or however, whichever way the wind blows, baby. Now you've stepped over the line, and I'll tell you why. Because now you've made it silly. Now you've made the whole thing asinine. So now guess what I'm going to do? I'm going up to Sacramento tomorrow. I'm getting on a Southwest plane. I'm flying there. I'm going to walk into the legislature, and I'm going to call for the elimination of the use of automobiles for anything other than necessary transportation. Oh, you think I'm being dopey? How come a guy gets to go out on a freaking joyride, man? That's gassing up my air, ain't it? If you go out in your car and you're driving around and all you're doing is driving around, looking at the sights, or you're going someplace, no, you're going to have to qualify that trip because you're putting crap into the air and I got to breathe that stuff. What do you care, Phil? You smoke cigarettes. Well, even a guy that doesn't smoke cigarettes, I'm doing it on his behalf. But he didn't want to do that. The guy that doesn't smoke doesn't want to do that. Because the guy that doesn't smoke does more joyriding than anybody in the history of the world. That's what he's trying to do. The cat that wants to push through these no-smoking deals where you can't even smoke in a town, you want to know why? Because he's covering up the fact that he's out joyriding. He's taking his freaking jalopy that's pumping out all kinds of leaded fumes, and he's driving through pristine fields and cows are dropping. Hey, what are you doing, Phil? Yeah, that's right. I'm exposing you bastards for who you are. You guys are getting out there in your cars, and you're going to where? I'll tell you where. You're going off to get a latte. Well, that's not necessary. I'm sorry. You don't know, no more lattes for you. Well, I have a right. You don't have a right to foul up my air. So anyway, Calabasas has passed that law, and that's why I will never, ever again want to have anything to do with anybody that lives there, was born there, is currently a resident there, and just anything. If your name starts with C, if it ends with Bass, if you are an ass, anything. First of all, your dopey town has that goofball name. What is that, some Indian thing? Well, guess what? We butchered the Indians. How dare you? All right, I want that illegal. Calabasas, you named yourself after an Indian chief after you carved him up and left him hanging on a tree and you don't let me smoke a peace pipe? That's what the engine did. He left me the damn peace pipe and you cats carved him up, named your town after him, left the guy hanging, you know, off of Mount Rushmore, and I don't get to have the peace pipe and what's in it? Hey, let me ask you guys something out there in Calabasas. Is dope smoking illegal? No smoking. Anybody else got a town where they outlawed smoking? Because I understand you can't smoke at a restaurant. I get it. I get the whole thing in airplanes. I understand that. But, see, that's not good enough for these people. Now they're going to make it illegal everywhere. You guys have just pushed it too far. Here's what's going to happen now. Everything that has to do with polluting the air, from the foul cologne that people wear, to the unnecessary trips they take in their cars, to the expulsion of gas in an elevator, anything is now suspect. You've just made it silly. Way to go, man. Way to go. All of this stuff is going to go before the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And if it doesn't kill one of those guys, you know what? Half of them are dropping like flies, don't you? Because of the crap that we're shoving on them. Who's the latest guy to croak? Rehnquist? You want to know why? He can't stand it any longer. Every silly, stupid law, appeal, and everything else coming up there, he's going, oh, man, he went home and had his wife just put a pillow very gently over his face. Can't smoke in Calabasas. Well, it could be worse, man. It could be a law against smoking in a town that I care about. Well, that's one man's opinion. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Phil Henry. By the way, I was just diagnosed today with lung cancer. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Anyway, I was telling you about kid actors, and that's really why I launched into that whole, I don't know how I got off on Towns That Won't Let You Smoke. Although we do have, the reports are coming in now, fast and furious, here at Phil Hendry Central. Mesa, Arizona, also a city where you will be strung up by your thumbs if you light one up in public. So please avoid Mesa, Arizona. All you smokers out there, it's illegal to smoke. And if you are caught with a cigarette in that city, they will run you over with trucks. You'll be kicked until you drop to the pavement holding your gut, and then they run you over with a truck. What barbarians? Just because a guy wants to smoke a Marlboro cigarette. God! Anyway, kid actors, I'd like to slap them all. No, this one kid was on the show once, and his mom comes in. And the kid's a nice kid. All these kids are really nice kids, but I don't understand. Now, one of the guys that I'm working with on this TV show is a guy named Dion Richmond. Very nice guy. As far as I can tell, very well-balanced. Not really too warped. I mean, he's got a few suspect tastes, but I figure a guy ought to be allowed to do what he wants to do. But Dion, when he was a kid, I'm joking. I don't know what he does in his spare time, and I don't want to know. Anyway, Dion's a nice guy, and he was on the Cosby Show as a kid. And then he, you know, he's done television throughout his childhood on up to his adult years. He seems to be all right. So he must have had some good parents. And I do see some of the kids show up with parents that are normal and you can talk to them and they just like to shepherd their child along the way. But they're not standing there getting up into the face of the director or the producer, right? And then there's the poor kid. Maybe he's like 8, 9, 10. And he's got the mom who's telling him, come on, come on, do something different, do something special. Come on, make him notice you, get out there, come on, come on, come on, come on. By the time the kid's 18, he's not on heroin, he's a smack mule. He's not only got a junk habit, but he's muling the stuff up from Mexico for free junk. In other words, he's Jed the Fish. I'm joking around, Jed, you know I am, you know I love ya. So, anyway, this kid, and the mother is there on the phone, and she's blah, blah. No. I'm not going to go down to Irvine, and I'm not going to do this. What are you all of a sudden? Cecil B. DeMille, who are you? And the poor little guy is sitting, he's trying to read a book. He's got a book, and he's ahead of his time. He's a young guy. He's like 8 going on 30. Kid's like 8, and he's reading the Da Vinci Code. Something wrong with that. You can read the Da Vinci Code if you want to. Like my good friend, I ain't going to mention her name, but you know who you are, baby. She lives out in the desert. Now she's telling me how the Da Vinci Code is just all that and a slice of freaking cornbread on top of it. And I said, good. So 75% of it is true. That's nice. I mean, 75% of Passions of the Mind was true, too. It was about basically Sigmund Freud. But the rest of it is horse hockey, baby. I don't want to read some guy's idea what the dude said. I want to know what the guy said. And as far as the Da Vinci Code goes, it's just a lot of Catholic bashing, okay? Now, I realize that I might have grown up Catholic, and maybe I was touched in a place that I didn't want a priest to touch me in. But never will I ever read the Da Vinci Code. And they're making a movie out of it. Let's see them butcher that one left. Oh, man, I can't wait. By the way, I saw War of the Worlds on TV. Did I tell you I saw War of the Worlds the other day on pay-per-view? Damn good movie. Damn good movie. I didn't want to see that flick because, for the obvious reasons, Spielberg plus Tom Cruise plus someone else's book equals poo. Unless it was Schindler's List. But then Cruise wasn't in Schindler's List. Why? He would have butchered it Six Ways to Sunset. They had to get a real live Kraut in there, so they got Liam Neeson. He's close. He's Irish. We ain't going to get Cruise in there. As good of an actor as he is, what do you think he's going to start putting on the German accent? You know, if Cold Mountain is a great movie, if I close my eyes, I squint real hard, and I try not to hear Nicole Kidman going, I think you are a very fine man, dear, down here in the dear old side. How's about we sit up on the porch, have some lemonade? And I'm thinking, oh, baby, come on. I know you're good to look at. And by the way, if it's the Civil War and you're out in the fields and you're digging up like potato roots with your hands and you got Renee Zellweger there and the two of you, you know, you got something going on in the barn, your teeth ain't going to be as glowing white as they were. Look, it's 1865. How about rotting her teeth out a little bit? Make it look good. Nicole Kidman, if Charlize Theron, or whatever the hell her name is, can make herself look like some battered dyke, why can't you look like maybe you got raped by a couple of Union prisoners? How come Natalie Portman was the one to get it? I'm just saying, you know, a little fair is fair. So the mom's on the cell phone. I'm not going to Irvine, and I can't do the thing. The poor little boy is sitting there. And then onto the set they come. Now, one of the things that these little kids do, because they've been around adults that think they're cute, and for some reason, a child actor is not treated like a human being. They're treated like a small, marvelous little creation. Isn't he? Oh, he's so talented, right? And you forget that the kid's a kid. Now, guess what this kid did? Because he is was tolerated, he walks up to me, and he slugs me full in the stomach. Now, even a little tiny kid coming up to you when you're not expecting it, popping you in the stomach, that's going to double you up, man. I mean, you're going to have to pull out your waistband and get a little air down there. You're just like, ooh, yeah, he hits me in the stomach. So I grabbed him by the hair, took him outside, and as soon as I saw a UPS van go by, I just chucked him right out in front of the grill of the UPS van. Actually, I took him by the arm. I went over to his mom, and I said, the kid just slugged me in the stomach. You know, he's really nervous. I said, I understand that he's nervous, but if he does that again, I don't know what I'm capable of. I have to tell you, I'm on medication. I said something that was going to send the message home. Because these kids aren't told, you know, don't do that, right? And he's running his mouth and stuff. I said, hey, why don't you shut up while the adults are talking? What are you laughing? You think I'm kidding? Shut up while the adults are talking. So then he goes to his mother, who's the stage mother. She'll go and bitch to the producer. And then somebody from the office will come down and say something to my agent. And then my agent will say to me, did you get into it with Haley Joel Osment? I said, I'd kick the crap out of him if he ever looked at me cross-eyed. He said, well, we got a problem. And that's the day that I beat Haley Joel Osment up. So I'm just saying to all of you stage mothers out there, do the whole freaking world a favor, okay? Make sure your kid is at least put together enough not to be on some kind of pain medication, okay? That's A. Socialize them, that's B, meaning they're with other people. C, if you happen to be the scumbag type and you run out on your kids before they're, like, mature, and then when they get famous you want $15,000 or $20,000 from them, do the whole world a favor and just drop dead where you are. And D, I forget the rest. And don't do like I heard that one of the gals that I'm working with. She said her old man called her up, wanted $15,000. He found out, you know, she's famous now. She's got a thing, TV shows, all that crap. I said, what'd you say to him? She basically said, hey, you know what? Don't let the freaking screen door hit your ass on the way out, man. Get out of here, you douchebag. Hollywood, man, it'll suck the guts right out of you. It's not a place for the weak. It's not a place for anybody, really, except me. I like the money. We're just playing music tonight here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we are certainly working very hard on both projects. We love our radio show, and I've got some email to read to you right now, and this one comes to us from Daniel. Hey, Phil, I'm happy about your TV show. Quit talking about it so much. You are really tightening my freaking jaws. Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. Dear Phil, why do you have to play all of this gay-ass sounding stuff? And who is that squeaking with his freaking hand over his ear? Sincerely, Bob. And this is another one here. Now, this is kind of an interesting, long-winded one, but it says, Phil, I noticed that most of your characters tend to present an opinion that is sort of hyperbolic, a hyperbolic version of some view or agenda that is actually somewhat prevalent in our culture, and one that you really hate at that. For example, when Bobby Dooley petitions people to stop driving SUVs, except for her and Steve, isn't that meant to make people angry about that? Do you ever use your characters as a vehicle for presenting a view that you agree with? And the rest of it, I had to paraphrase. And here is one from the franchise. Hey, Phil, you're the man. Love the show, and you're well worth the backstage pass price. I don't know if you've ever heard of a site called nationstates.net, but it's a site where you can create your own nation. You can decide on issues that shape your country. This is one of mine. So then he gives me this nation states. I'm sure that you're busy with the show and may not have time for something like this, but thought I would pass it along. Looking forward to teachers. Both of my parents have taught, and my mom teaches learning disabilities in a little country town. She's a saint. Keep me laughing. The franchise, Red Sparks. I don't know what one of his issues is, but the name of his country is it's called the Dickhead Islands or something. I don't know. He's the president. All right, we got more to... There's just some guy here who's talking about Jim Sadler's voice. Do I swallow my tongue when I do it? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Dean, is that the cat? Good Lord. Poor cat. Is it Dean? Dean, you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Well, I don't know whether I'm supposed to talk to you or who, but I called in to see if I could get some information, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, sir, I can maybe help you. Wayne said that you were lost. Is that right?
Well, I don't know if we're lost, but we're looking for a Hollywood sign, and I called the number that was given to me, and I'm told this is a radio show. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is, but it's okay. I guess I could give you directions if you wanted to. Is the gentleman there? Are you there, sir?
On the 101 freeway.
You said you're where? You're on the 101. I don't know if this guy can hear me, bud, but you say you're on the 101?
On the Hollywood Freeway right now.
Hollywood Freeway, all right. Whereabouts?
Coming up on the Hollywood northbound.
All right, you're too far.
He said we're too far. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Phil Hendry. This is a radio show. I probably shouldn't be taking this time, but I don't want you to be lost. So we'll try and get you over there, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Is the guy there? All right. Your name is Dean, right?
My name is Dean. I'm with my family. All we want to do is go see this Hollywood sign.
All right. Well, the Hollywood sign's pretty... You can see it from the freeway, but you need to get turned around, sir. You're too far north. What street are you coming up on?
Coming up on Magnolia.
Magnolia. Get off at Magnolia and swing around and go back southbound.
Okay.
And when you get swinging back southbound, I'll tell you where you can see the Hollywood sign. It'll be off to your left-hand side.
At Southgate right now.
Where did you say you are?
We're in Southgate.
You're in Southgate. You were on the Hollywood Freeway, right?
That's what we were told, yeah.
Well, then you couldn't have been on the Hollywood Freeway. You're in Southgate all of a sudden?
No, I just saw a sign. I'm in Southgate. So you're telling me to get back on the Hollywood.
You're not anywhere near the Hollywood now, man, if you're in Southgate. You're in the middle of nowhere. You're down in South Central. Tell me, are you near a freeway?
Hold on. I'm sorry to take your time with this.
Well, now I got to get you out of there because, to be quite honest with you, sir, you're in carjack country. So get out of there. What are you doing?
You got it.
Now, are you on a freeway?
I'm on a freeway, yeah. I don't know what...
Tell me the name of the freeway. You're probably on the 710. Is that what you're on?
Says 405.
405. All right. What, are you going north or south?
All right, no. I'm on the 710 now.
You're on the 710 freeway. Why did you say the 405? Because you're coming up on it?
Yeah, the 405 northbound, southbound.
All right, you're going south on the 710. So what I want you to do is take the 405 north, okay?
405 north, all right. Hawthorne Boulevard.
Hawthorne Boulevard. Were you just on the 710?
I'm on the 710.
If you're on the 710, what do you mean Hawthorne Boulevard?
Well, then I guess I'm not on the 710, am I?
You're on the 405 is what you're on.
That you told me to do.
How far up the 405 are you?
I see the 101's coming up.
Okay, sir. You're in some kind of a...
Long Beach Aquarium.
Long Beach Aquarium. You're either in Long Beach or you're up in the valley. Or if you're not there, you're in Southgate or you want to find a Hollywood sign. So I tell you what you need to do... Where's your hotel?
I'm sorry?
Where are you staying?
We're staying at the Sheraton in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm awfully sorry. I'm just...
Did you drive all the way from Phoenix?
Well, am I in Los Angeles?
If you're on the 405, yeah. Last night you were in Phoenix.
Yeah, I guess I drove here then.
And that's where you're staying?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going to go back to tonight?
Yeah, as soon as we see this GD sign. All right, what's the South Coast Plaza?
Now you're in Orange County. A minute ago, you were in the valley, and 5 seconds ago, you were in Long Beach. You were about to get carjacked in Southgate, then you're up in Hollywood, and now you're at the South Coast Plaza.
Well, excuse me, Six Flags over,
Yeah. Why don't you stop off at the Wendy's there, man? There's a nice Wendy's at the Six Flags.
Well, if I was at Six Flags, I would, but I'm not there. I'm at Disneyland.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right, if my family dies tonight after being carjacked, it's all your...
Way to do it, man. By the way, if you want to see the Hollywood sign, just go down to Hollywood Freeway and look for it. It's somewhere around there. Hi, I'm calling from Hollywood. Oops, wait a minute, Southgate. No, now I'm in Hawthorne. Now I think I'm in the Valley. No, I'm in the South Coast Plaza. I bet you he'll call me next from the Angeles Crest Highway. He's about at Mount Wilson. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm not mistaken, the Hollywood sign is lit up at night, and you can see it at night. Right, Margaret?
No, Phil, you're not right. The Hollywood sign is not lit at night. I don't know what else to tell you.
I've never seen it lit from the freeway.
No, I don't think you have. The Hollywood sign is not lit at night. They're not going to light the sign up at night. And there are a number of post-9/11 reasons for that. It is a target for any terrorist activity.
Well, wait a minute. I'm on a webcam right now, and it says here, Hollywood sign, Panasonic webcam. You can see Hollywood from the Hollywood sign. Now, how can they photograph that unless the sign's lit up?
They have special cameras that will photograph the night from even dark places. You can photograph anything that's dark at night if you have the right equipment. How do you suppose they were able to get all those wonderful shots of Denzel Washington in Training Day? Because they have special...
Get out of here! Special cameras that photograph dark stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. I think you can't... I don't know whether it is or not, but there's a pretty good... It's a thing, man. You can check it out. What do you mean you can't see the sign at night? I've been driving down that freeway my whole freaking life, and I think I've seen the Hollywood sign. What the hell's the point of having a Hollywood sign if it ain't lit up at night for all the tourists and stuff to see? Because it looks all glamorous and stuff, right? I mean, if you don't have a Hollywood sign lit up at night with all of those deals going back and forth, what do they call those? Searchlights? You know, like on all the cartoons where you'd see Daffy Duck get out of a limousine and he's dressed like Clark Gable, and there's all those searchlights going, and the Hollywood sign's lit up. Now you got a guy coming out here, and he wants to see the Hollywood sign at night. I don't want to see it in the daytime. Why? What, do I want to see it all cloaked in smog? Light that sucker up at night. Driving down the freeway, there's that big sign, a couple of those searchlights, and you feel like you're really someplace, you know, someplace special. And then you see that hotel where that Twilight Zone took place. Then you see the Capitol Records building where they don't make records anymore. It just kind of sits there like a big pile of stacked up records. Do they do anything over there anymore? I don't think they do. All the albums are being cut in the guy's basement now. Dudes are cutting them on buses, taxi cabs, inside their houses, inside their homes in Calabasas, where they find themselves if they smoke. But they ain't cutting no records over there. But that's the way it's got to be, man. The other good thing about the Hollywood sign, if the terrorists ever blew it up, it'd take about 3 days to rebuild it. Just, all right, get the plywood over there, Bob, and let's get the sign up again. Nah, it's fine, man. You can see it at night. And if you go on that webcam, you can see the, there's like a, some kind of a cam from the top of the sign. Oh, you're right, it isn't lit up, because see, the things are all dark. So, Margaret, you were right. But I hung up on you anyway for that Denzel Washington crack. Well, I would suggest, not that it's really high on the agenda for the mayor of L.A., but man, why don't you light that sign up? Get a cop down there at Ventura and Sepulveda to direct a little bit of traffic and light up that sign. It'll do wonders for the morale of the people during these wayward times. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't light this sign up. It's a little tiny lights that are security lights, so I got it all wrong. I'm dumb. You know what I'm doing? When I go home tonight, even though I live in the opposite direction, I'm driving all the way into Hollywood. I'm going to prove. I got my little digital. I'm going to take a picture of that stinking sign, all lit up, and then Newman will know. Then Newman will feel bad. He says he looks over his shoulder and sees it lit up, and now he's lying. He's all, his story's all messed up. He says, I see it over the 405 every night. Anyway, if you go to a website called HollywoodSign. I don't know why I'm into this sign thing all of a sudden. How'd we get on this kick? Oh, because that guy got lost. You go to that HollywoodSign.org, they got a virtual sign tour. Remember when we found the Google's map, the Google satellite map that night? And you go to this virtual sign tour, and it'll zoom in from outer space all the way down to the Hollywood sign. It'll do that on Newman's computer and on Wayne's, but not mine. Why? Because I don't have the stuff that I'm supposed to have. So I got to sit here and listen to Mark go, wow, check that out. This is better than any mushroom. He didn't say that. So in other words, it zooms all the way from outer space down to the Hollywood sign and then back up again. I guess the message there is there's some cat motoring in from another planet. You know, we really do think we're special, don't we? We send a little thing out into outer space, and we got a picture of ourselves, we got a sample of music, we got a sample of our culture, right? Remember when Voyager went out there, and should any, you know, intelligent life pick this thing up? I bet you they'd find that and, like, throw it away like it's junk mail. What if the Voyager to an alien species is junk mail? Oh, it's more of this crap. What is it? That's just crap that a planet sent. Bet you it's got Chuck Berry on it. You got it. I've already got 16 copies of that, man. It's like getting those samples of Tide soap. Or, which I think is far more likely, and this is just a build-up to the George Norrie show, far more likely that we are the most advanced civilization. Oh, never thought of that one, did you? Since people debating, is there life on other planets? Is there not life on other planets? Well, of course there's got to be some kind of life on other planets. But here's where I completely depart from everyone else. I believe that we are the most advanced life out there. Isn't that a little egotistical, Phil? No, not necessarily. I just think that we're pretty damn special. And anybody gets as good as us, they've been doing something, you know, they've been eating their Wheaties, man. I think for the most part, when we land on another planet, we're going to find a version of their ape. The biggest thing we're going to have to talk to up there is some kind of a monkey, some kind of a Venus monkey. It'll probably be blonde, and it'll probably look like one of those Russian heavyweights. But other than that, it won't know Jack, and it'll think that we are top-notch with our rocket ships, television, DVD, breast implants, nothing they've ever, we'll blow their minds. Think about it. Aren't we out observing everything that we think other species are doing to us? We're doing, man. You talk to some of these screwballs that call up George's show, right? They think we've been looked at from outer space. And they think that if we don't believe them, that we're closed-minded and we're ignorant and we don't get it about the world and the universe. Well, I say to them, no, I totally get it, man. I agree with you that there is life on other planets, but I don't think it's as bright as us. I think we're the ones that are doing the viewing of little civilizations, not the other way around. All the way out there, man, we got satellites bipping around all over the place, staring up some guy's crack and down another. We got more cameras on a volcanic. We take more pictures of rocks than any people I ever met in my life. Look at this, and here's another volcano, and here's another rock. Solar system is just one mass of rocks, man. And then we get Voyager out there, and we think it's going to land among some species that can communicate with us. There's a monkey up there that just took it apart, right? It's probably in an intergalactic version of a strip shop someplace, all the parts on the floor with the ID numbers getting sanded off by some monkey, by just a gang of like a civilization of bike thieves. Probably the most advanced civilization out there isn't any more elevated than Satan's slaves or the outlaws. And it's just a bunch of bikers, and they're rolling around up there, and we come landing with these spaceships, and all they want to do is saw off the ID number and sell it for parts. And send some astronauts up there to sit down and talk turkey with cats like that? That's the most advanced thing going, and we, for the longest time, have believed that we are inferior to what's out there. Why? Because we think we're so puny, and let me tell you something, I take the opposite view. As crappy as it is, man, it ain't bad. What if we were the best? Like, talk to people about that in terms of America. People really get bummed out when you tell them the truth, and the truth is this. As crappy as this country may be to you, this is the best thing there is in the whole world. They try to lay stuff on you like Sweden and Norway. They'll always go to Sweden. They'll always go to, what are you talking about, man? This is the best country there is, man. I mean, I know that there's racism here, and I know that there's a lot of bad stuff, but this is the best thing. You know the gun violence in Sweden? Okay, the gun violence in Sweden is down, but they don't have the same freedoms we have in terms of firearms. We do pretty good in this country with regard to the fact that it's, you know, firearms are legal, and the crime rate is bad, but it's not as bad as it could be. And like if Sweden did have totally unrestricted firearm ownership, They would just, all the Laplanders would be dead. All the yaks would be on spits. It would be bad. Nobody wants to think about that, see? So I say the same thing about the planet Earth. I'd like to send you out tonight with a prayer. Father, thank you for making our planet so alive and so wondrous. Thank you, God. On behalf of all of my friends and I, God, am I hot for her, Yvonne Elliman. Forget about how advanced we are. I want you, baby. And now, the first names of women that I'm currently in love with. Sarah, Johnette, Maria, Turi. You can figure out who they are. Yeah! The Phil Henry Show is produced in Sherman Oaks, California. Engineered and produced by Mark Newman with assistance from Wayne Roberts. Mr. Henry is grateful to everyone at Land of the Lost, a drug rehabilitation center in San Antonio, Texas, specializing in bringing people down from mushrooms for 35 years.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.